You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Diane McDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive. Diane is an educator, personal development, and business coach working with individual clients and teaching a variety of online workshops and webinars. A Woman Alive focuses in two areas, helping women to build strong and thriving businesses and teaching women the skills to live their lives from a place of authenticity, thus empowering women to step out as leaders, enabling them to have a sustainable and far-reaching impact in their families, their communities, and in the world. Her tagline, live authentic, live alive. Diane, certainly a privilege to have you back once again with us on Enterprise Radio.
I'm very glad to be here, Eric. Thank you for inviting me.
You are most welcome. So first of all, Diane, you have shared with me that you developed a strategy that really helps your clients make huge strides in a short time. Can you share, let's say, five of those steps with us, if you would?
Oh, I would love to. In my work with peers, with clients who are starting small businesses and have really big visions, I found that a lot of them let a lot of little things get in their way. So I set up to really create a program and a way that I can coach and support people who are starting and trying to really take their businesses to the next level. And so I really call it my process of turning your vision into your future. And the five steps are actually setting an effective goal, and we can talk a little bit more about what that means, but really setting an effective goal rather than just action. And really looking at the end result of what you want to achieve. And the second step is constructing what I call the big why. And this is a really important component. Again, we can go into a little later, but really establishing what the direct benefit of achieving that goal, achieving that outcome is for you. The understanding of how your life is going to look different in all areas by accomplishing that place where you want to get to. The third piece is actually setting positive intentions for that goal. What do you need to be saying to yourself? What do you need to be really holding as you're in that process? And then the fourth step is really the planning piece. What are the commitments that you're willing to make to get there? How do you go about that planning process? And what are some of the elements around planning that I found to be really successful? And then the fifth place is accountability, letting people around you know what's up, where you're headed, where you can get support from them, and finding a mentor or a coach or a co-partner who's really supporting that vision.
Good stuff. What are the important qualities of a goal, and explain the difference between a goal and commitment?
So, you know, it's so interesting. You know, I do a lot of work with a fitness trainer, and I work with some of the folks who work with him. And it's so interesting when you sit down and you start working with people who are wanting to create change. And the place that they usually go to first is the action. So a commitment is like what you're going to do. So you're going to go to the gym 3 days a week, or you're going to change your diet, or you're going to, if you're a business owner, you're going to work on your social media for 2 hours, three times a week. And these are actually not goals. These are actions and steps that you're going to take to accomplish the bigger picture. And so when we talk about goals, goals are really extremely specific outcomes that have certain qualities to them. One, they're always framed in the positive. So, you know, it's not a what you're going to let go of or what you're not going to have or what you're not going to achieve, but really looking at what the positive achievement is, and remembering those thoughts and words as you're moving toward your goal. So it's a positive thinking component to the goal setting. The other piece is really being specific. So people will say, I want to increase my business's income.
Okay, great.
But what actually do you want to see? Is it a $10,000 a month increase, $20,000 a month? So being very specific about what you're actually wanting to see and achieve is very important. The other piece about specificity is that if you miss something, right, if you have a goal, let's say, in 6 months to increase your gross revenue in your business by 40%, and you're kind of off the mark in month two or three, it doesn't, like, set you up for failure, right? You still have room to accomplish that goal because you know where you're still headed. And so sometimes goals are people set themselves up to fail, and then the goal just never gets accomplished. So being very specific and being very clear, and then that plays into the by when. So really having a date, really having a time and an understanding of the end so that you know you've accomplished it and you can actually make it measurable, which is the third quality. How are you going to measure it? Is it 5 new clients a month? Is it a percentage of increase in revenue? Is it a certain number of followers on a Facebook page? So being really measurable so you know how you're measuring. And the last component is kind of the more esoteric one, but making sure that the goal is challenging yet attainable. So, you know, oftentimes I might hear clients say, you know, so I'm going to have 10 new clients in my first, you know, 4 months of business. And, you know, in my business as a coach or a consultant, that's a really big stretch and can often be unrealistic. And so what I really like to do is work with people to have them understand that you want the goal to be a challenge. You want to have to stretch. You want to work hard for it. But you also want to have it be attainable. There is a philosophy that I believe in, which is when you create a success, you're going to create more success. So I would rather have my clients and the business owners that I work with see small steps of success rather than create this huge, unachievable vision and then feel like they've failed, because that only tends to create more of a cycle of failure. So just to kind of wrap that up, being positive, being specific, being measurable, knowing by when, and having a goal that's challenging yet attainable, I think are the 5 really important qualities of setting a goal or creating a plan.
I've also heard you talk about the big why. What do you mean by that, the big why?
So I love the big why because a lot of people forget this in the process, particularly when we're creating businesses, right? When we're entrepreneurs or business owners, it's hard work. And if you don't know why you're doing it, you're not going to succeed, in my opinion. And so the big why is really understanding the bigger picture of what's going to keep you motivated, inspired in your quest. So someone might say, for example, well, I want income. I want to be more independent. Those are all great things, and I'm not denying those as reasons, but are they really enough to get you out of bed when you're exhausted? Are they really enough to have you put in that extra 2 hours of work in a day? And so when I'm talking about the big why, I'm talking about the larger picture. So what will more financial freedom give you? What is it that you're looking for from that? What will being more independent give you? Is it time with your family so that you can be a stronger role model for your children? Is it creating a legacy for your family? For me, I have a daughter. She's 20 years old. And one of the things that I began to learn in my parenting with her was that when I was living successfully, creating the things I wanted to create, building my business, I found that she was actually ultimately more successful in what she was up to. And so my big why lately has been that my success is my daughter's success. And that's a huge driver for me. And so really looking at what is a direct and lasting benefit, the bigger picture, and writing that down and being very clear that that is your driving and motivational force to keep you moving when it's not so easy.
Really good information today. We are joined by Diane McDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive, that works with individual clients and teaches a variety of online workshops and webinars that helps women to build strong and thriving businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Diane, why include the use of positive intentions in this process? Why is that important?
Well, what I have discovered, and I know for myself, Eric, very clearly, is that we tend to have a lot of chatter in our heads. People refer to it as monkey mind. People refer to it as the saboteur or the judge. And, you know, over time, we get some voices in our head. And those voices actually can be very, very powerful. And one of the things I teach is that when we ignore the voice, it tends to actually have more power. And by really recognizing where you may stop yourself and acknowledging that. So, for example, someone might be starting a business from the ground up and might feel really nervous about the technology. They may not feel comfortable building a website, and they may not have the resources to just hand the whole project off to someone else. And so what they might be saying to someone is, I won't be able to do that. I don't have the resources or the knowledge to do that. So the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that. You have to get it out in the open that that's a voice that you're saying to yourself that could stop you in your process. So the next piece is then to take that acknowledgement of that negative voice or that sabotaging voice and turn it around into a positive statement, which looks like, I have all of the resources I need to build a website. Right? Because the reality is, you can find them. You can ask people, you can get help, you can go online and learn things. And so the intention setting process is to catch in the very beginning what might be the things that stop you in the process. A lot of people that I work with and that I know have very big visions, are creating really big stuff, are up to big things. And the voice that often stops them is, who am I to do this work? Who am I to be that successful? And if you can acknowledge that and have that conversation right from the gate and turn that statement around into a positive intention, which is something like, I have a tremendous amount to bring to this work, then you're constantly aware of that thought process, and that positive intention is going to help drive your action.
Lastly, can you talk a bit about your strategy when it comes to advanced planning, and how do you advise your clients to approach planning?
Yes. So all of these pieces put together are great, right? You've got your goal. You have your reason for doing it that's motivating and inspiring. You've caught all your language that could stop you from moving forward. So now we come to what I think is just like one of the most interesting pieces, which is the planning piece. And, you know, a lot of people, when they have found, and I've asked this question over and over, you know, if you go out to Staples or whatever and you get your planner and you just start planning things, is that really working for you? And a lot of people say no. And so one of the things, so I have a twofold kind of planning process. One of them is managing first your energy. Where is your energy getting zapped and taking away from you being at a full level of production? And energy can be around your physical space. It can be around how you're taking care of your body and your diet. It can be around how you're filling yourself up with outside activities and balance in your life. It has to do with self-care. So there's a bunch of areas that we can look at in someone's life and say, what is zapping your energy so that, you know, even if you have your weeks planned out perfectly and you've got all of your commitments in your calendar, if you're not getting them done, it's most likely because you're not maximizing your energy. I like to say that time is finite and energy is constantly renewable. So if we're very conscious of how we renew our energy inside of planning and inside of achieving big visions, we're going to be more likely to succeed. And the other side of planning is really paying attention to it. And I encourage all of my clients to have a weekly template for planning. What does a normal, typical, standard week look like? How are they fitting in all of the pieces of their life, all of the things they need to do? when you know that, when things come up, when you have a fire to put out, it doesn't take you out of your zone quite as much because you actually know what you missed, you know what you need to replace. And I encourage clients to look at every week, take some time for planning. Don't just wait till last minute. Don't get up Monday morning and be like, okay, where am I going this week? Have a clear and distinct plan. Look at it weekly. Look at it daily. And actually have that in your calendar. Have that as a piece of your planning time. So for me, Eric, it's really a twofold process. It's really about managing your energy, which I think is the most important, and then really creating that space and time to plan and considering that actually part of your work, part of your day.
Well, it certainly has been good to have spoken with you once again, Diane. Really great information for anyone, especially entrepreneurs. Tell our listeners where they can get more information online and also how they can be in touch with you as well.
So you can get more information about me at my website, which is awomanalivesingular.com, awomanalive.com. You can also check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/awomanalive, and I actually have a brand new ebook that goes through this process available for download on my Facebook page, so I'd love folks to feel free to go there and check it out. And yeah, that's it.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
So my biggest final tip is intention plus action. An intention is a great thing, a plan is a great thing, a thought is a great thing, but the most important piece is taking action. So even if you don't know the end result, even if you don't know the whole picture, to just keep taking a step forward is how you're going to ultimately achieve success.
We've been speaking with Diane McDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive, that works with individual clients and teaches a variety of online workshops and webinars that helps women to build strong and thriving businesses. And once again, the website of reference is awomanalive.com. Diane, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And this has been Eric Diane. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.